Welcome to Shom Achshava Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishma Sam Yakushom, Lab Asitzchok. We're holding in Nozir Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara Nadav speaks about the Lo Yisr of Lo Yilbash, Lo Yikli Geber Alisho, and he should not wear seamless Isho. And the Gemara learns from there, Minayin Shal Teitze Isho Bikli Zayin Lemilchom. How do you know that a woman should not hold on to weapons in a war? Tomud Loimer Lo Yikli Geber Alisho. That's the Drosho. That a woman should not be using clay zayin. So the Mefarish over here says, "V'zeshe matzinu biyoel eishes chayver hakeni." This is what we find by Yoel. She lo harakto lesisro bikli zayin. She didn't kill Sisro with a sword or with a knife. Ela kamo shenema yodo leyosed tishlachenu. She sent her hand to a yosed, to a peg. So Yoel did not go and kill Sisro with a sword, she killed him with a yased because a woman is not supposed to use clay milchom. Now the chiddush over here is that, as the Achrayni point out, you see from here that not only when a isha is wearing the clay zayin, I don't think a woman is not allowed to wear a sword on her back, but to use a sword, maybe you could. Says here the Mefarish, no, you cannot use a sword not only as a levush, not only as a clothing, but even for any type of usage, you can do it. As Rav Kiviega points out over here, this is what the Targum Yonason says over there on this pasuk that the Mefarish brings. This pasuk is part of Shira's Devoira. The Devoira gives a Shvach to Yael and says that she used the Yosid. And Zog the Targum Yonason, the Kayim Madichtiv Besefer or Raisa the Moshe. She kept what's said in Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That a clay zayin of a man should not be on a woman. And as the Creator points out as well, the Yakut Shimoni over there says the same thing again. Why she didn't use clay zayin? So we have here many mekayrus to this idea about Yael. Two short ha'oros that we'll add over here, they all add together. One is, there's a sefer called Toldos Adam. Toldos Adam was a biography written on Rav Shlomo Zalman from Volozhin, the brother of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who was nifter in a very young age, and he was a talmid of the goyin. He was considered to be a goyin muflug bedoyer. He was nifter at the age of 32, and they wrote in him a sefer called Toldos Adam. And there in the sefer is brought down something that many of the malachim bring over here in the sugya. It says there that his wife wanted to use his sword to cut a rope in the house. So Shlomo Zalman told her, you think it's not appropriate, you should not do it, given that it's not mamish asur. Because we learn, this is the psukim that says over there that Yael did not want to use a sword. So a woman should not use a sword, told her, do not use a sword or any other clay zayin, because that's part of the lo yilbash of the sugi over here. So the Torah Temimo, on the psukim of this in Parash Kiseitze, he brings this story and he says it is very hard for him to understand it. Because although we said that a woman is not allowed to use clay zayin is only be milchama, only when you're going to war. So not only if you don't wear it, even just using it's a problem. But to use it in the house, that should not be a problem. The only reason that Yael did not use it because it was in the middle of a war with Sisro. So because of the middle of the war with Sisro, there you say you're not allowed to use a sword. But if it would not be a war with Sisro, if it would be in home, you could use a sword. So the Torah Tumimo does not agree with what's brought down and told us Adam in the name of Shlomo Zalman Volozhin. Now, this leads us to another thing to think about. We just learned earlier in our Masechta that G'doylo Aveiro Lishmo, at least K'mitzah Shaloi Lishmo. And we learned from Yael, because Yael was willing, in order to save Am Yisrael, she was willing to be Nival to Sisro. So what's Shad Yael's not taking a sword to kill Sisro? I mean, we're talking about here that Yael did a very big Aveiro because she was together with Sisro, and it's considered to be Aveiro Lishmo, she did it for the right purpose, therefore it's fine. So to use a sword, which is seemingly to be only a chumro, so you cannot use the sword to kill Sisro? So the simple answer is that yes, by a sword she had other means. She was able to use a yosin. She was able to use a peg. She didn't have to use a sword. She didn't have any other means when she was nivelis to Sisro. But b'yoseh oimek, the pshat is more than that. And this goes back to what we spoke in the sugya regarding aveir lishmo. The Ramchal told us aveir lishmo means that every Aveir Lishmo is to take out the Nitzitz Kedusha that could come out of this situation. Rav Tzadok HaKohen, Parashas Kisavo, Oysud Aleph, brings Says the name of the Rama Mipano, that from this Be'ilo of Sisra and Yoel came out Rabbi Akiva. We know that Rabbi Bonov Shal Sisra Telomdu Torah, the children from the grandchildren of Sisra, they were teaching Torah. Who is that? Says Rama Mipano, it's Rabbi Akiva, and it came from the Be'ilo with Yael. So we're not just talking about that she did in a very Lishmo. She did in a very Lishmo means that she did it because something good had to come out of it. And for the Be'ilo of Yoel and Sisra came on Rabbi Akiva, who was Shoyrish Tersh Ba'apeh. It was a gewaltige thing that needed to come out from this Be'ilo. But killing Sisra with a sword, that would not bring anything good, except killing Sisra. And to kill Sisra, that you could do it, other means. Aveiro Lishmo means now that you could just do a Aveiro for the right purpose. The Aveiro needs to come and extract something good coming out of it, as Ramchal explained there, and that we don't have in the case of the sword. That may be the pshat over here that we learn that Yael kills Sisra specifically with a pig. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.